I'm Wes Modes, a California artist. This is the shanty boat Dottie. We hauled it all the way from California, and we're exploring the Hudson River and collecting stories of people who live in river communities. There used to be shanty boats in every little town and medium-sized town in America. If there were rivers running through it, there used to be people living on homemade boats along the banks at a time when the rivers were largely the neglected part of town. And this boat is a recreation of a boat in a similar style, even though they're all completely unique, that would have been around maybe mid-century, mid-20th century. So it's a traditional wooden-hulled barge-bottom boat. We built that all ourselves. And everything above the decks is all recycled or reclaimed material. The old redwood on the outside is from a 100-year-old chicken coop that we disassembled on somebody's property. All the corrugated tin from the roof is from an outhouse that we took apart. And just everything else is just stuff that we found or salvaged at the dump. There's a porch awning on the front held up by thick bamboo poles with a little red door on the front and some windows. And we steer it from one of those windows. It's a pilot's cabin. And there's an outboard motor that gets us down the river. It has a gabled roof where the tin roof comes up at a pretty absurd peak. And we have a sleeping loft up there in the peak, and it's surprisingly, it's cozy, but also surprisingly comfortable. We do a lot of good cooking. Benzi, my shipmate, is an amazing cook. I'm a decent cook, and so yeah, we have a full stocked kitchen and bar, as you see behind the couch.
I met Wes right before his Tennessee journey, and I came on for a couple weeks. I had never been to the South. I mean, it was so wonderful. I love traveling in a way that you're not seeing the typical tourist. You're not traveling down the highway constantly. This is like the back highway, right? The rivers, you see places of the community that you wouldn't normally see, and I really love experiencing the work life of people work on the river. So like seeing the tugs and the barges and the lock masters, and just who, they're so zen, you know, they are part of the river and they operate daily routines and everything's just like ship shape, right? And that's just a really cool experience.
So we find out a little bit about the people, about what their lives are like, what their relationship is to the river, what they've seen change, what they miss and have seen go away, what is new and fabulous. And so these stories are, they're funny and sad and impressive and different and disturbing. So there are all these things. It amounts to hundreds of hours of tape. We're working on an academic archive that will be hopefully useful to generations of scholars who want to know, like, what was the river like in 2014, 2016, 2018? And people might look back and want to know, what did people remember? What memories were still alive at that time of a river in a different time? We're also working on a couple volumes, a couple books about the regions we're in and the things we observe in river communities. And my hope is that the people we talk to will be able to tell stories that inform people living in river communities all over the continent. I mean, I think on the Hudson River, I think something that seems really, really present for people, even though the Clean Water Act happened in 1972, people are still living with the ghosts of the toxins that were dumped in the river way up in Fort Edward. And so for people who live on the river now, it was only a couple years ago that GE was dredging the river from Troy up to Fort Edward. So, I mean, that's really, like, that's not, like, old history, even though the toxins were dumped, like, 40-plus years ago. People still aren't eating the fish out of the Hudson. You know, there may have been, like, people who were career fishermen back then. There are no fishermen now because they couldn't sell their fish. So that's just one thing that's really present. I think that another thing is people leaving upstate for more urban areas, and so it leaves a lot of the downtowns just largely abandoned. So it's hard to see what, you know, used to be an old building, old beautiful brick warehouse or something, and now it's just a vacant lot. You know, sometimes very special places are preserved, and sometimes other things are just overlooked and, you know, bulldozed. That's hard to see as a person who loves old, authentic things. As much as we can, we really try to be present in the community we're in, but we're also still really aware that, like, we're coming in, we're leaving, and, you know, we leave in a couple days. But we're lucky in that we're here during the summer. It's beautiful. We can swim. We're not experiencing February upstate New York weather. And so we are certainly only getting part of the experience that we are trying to be part of.